1290 800-965-1290.
The family of an 18-month-old girl who fell to her death off a cruise ship is suing Royal Caribbean. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Her grandfather, Salvador Anello, says the child went to touch the glass window, but it turns out the window was open. Chloe's mother, Kimberly Wiegland, blames Royal Caribbean.
I would like to say that Royal Caribbean played a major role in the death of our child. There is no reason for this ship to have walls of glass surrounding the 11th floor with portions that open. If that condition did not exist, Chloe would still be here.
Wiegland and the family attorney, Michael Winkelman, want Royal Caribbean to respond.
The hope is that Royal Caribbean does something to fix these windows. I know this ship is supposed to go in for refurbishment shortly. Fix it. Fix it. Change the windows. Put a warning. Do something. Kids are not supposed to die on cruise ships.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
One of the nation's first sons has something to say about Time Magazine's choice for Person of the Year. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Time selected 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg as its choice. Donald Trump Jr. taking to Twitter shortly after the announcement to express his disapproval that she won, calling her a marketing gimmick. He says that the Hong Kong protesters should have won instead. Time's editor-in-chief stands by the decision, calling Thunberg the biggest voice on the biggest issue facing the planet right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Good morning at 11:04. It's 31 degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is sunny with a high of 36. Tonight, clouds start to roll in, low around 25. Rain is likely tomorrow, Friday, after 4 p.m., at the high of 46, so it should all stay rain. Saturday, rain likely. It could be heavy at times, high near 53. And then Sunday, the rain clears out, and it will be partly sunny with a high near 47.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Let me start again with the mics up.
Technical difficulty.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and sitting in for Jim Thatch, Joan Sabo, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Joan has a list of gingerbread winners. She'll tell you who they are and what their entries were. Holiday programs continue at HCL. The North County Branch Library gets a facelift with some new flooring. Jim loves Hallmark holiday movies. There are 24 new ones this year. Play along at home as Joan and I try to guess how many Jim has seen or is likely to see. Today in History, the HCL Survey, newsletter, and much, much more on today's show. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Jennifer.
I hope everyone was enjoying The Waitress's Christmas wrapping from 1981. Because Jennifer forgot to turn up the mics. Yes, Jim, I need you.
Oh, boy. Hopefully he's listening to this.
If not, he'll listen to the archives. So Jim is off today, and Joan graciously agreed to with me.
I'm okay. I'm not nervous this time. I was nervous when I was here with Jim, but I'm not nervous.
I'm nervous so. Every time I'm here with Jim.
Well, you both make it seem very effortless. So.
We fight when we're off the air. So we had the gingerbread judging list Tuesday, and he did not bring the winners. So.
Oh, I didn't know you didn't go over last week.
We didn't
I
go over. We
you
didn't have
did.
Okay. No, we didn't.
Well,
so that's why I'm glad
I
you brought
everything.
Them.
Okay.
They are still on display through the end of the month at the Headquarters Library.
Yep.
There's some amazing ones this year.
I know. I'm always happy that I don't have to judge because I'm usually the person that accepts them when they get dropped off.
Yes.
And I'm very glad I don't have to judge
because I used to do both. I used to accept them and then judge, and it was too uncomfortable.
It's hard. And not only that, then you hear people, and they talk about how much time they spent, and you're like, it tugs at your heartstrings.
Yes. So I appreciate that you take them now.
I'm happy to do it. So.
It makes my life easier, yes.
Yeah, so if you haven't stopped by to see them, please do. And sooner rather than later is always better because, time isn't always kind to gingerbread houses.
No, and the library air is very dry, so some of the wheat checks are falling off the roof.
Yeah, but you could still see the creativity that went into everything. I'm always amazed at the amount of just the great work that these people put into their gingerbread. I have never entered, and I never plan to.
The details are very
amazing. So, all right. So this year, I think we had more entries than we've ever had in the past. How many is this? The eighth? Did Chris say he thought maybe the eighth? Okay, about the eighth year or so. So this year we had in the kids category the first place 100 scene winner was Miles Alderman for the Clinton Bridge. The first place storybook. Scene was Elizabeth Achenbach, Up and Away. In the student category, we just had storybook, and the first place storybook was Catherine Shearer, The Nightmare Before Christmas. That was really cool to see, like a Halloween-y kind of theme, too. In the adult category, the first place 100 scene was Yuki Watts for The DeVore Farm. The first place storybook was Christine Alderman, Whoville from Dr. Seuss's The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. In group, we had first place storybook was a group called DE3. Darian.
That was a really clever name.
Yeah, well, it was Darian, Elaine, Erica, and Elaine. And so that's where they got their DE3 from. And it was Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid. That was also I'm so blown away by the talent we have in Hunterdon County. In the family category, the first place 100 scene was The Whitley Family for Fleming Castle. First place storybook was The Zhang Family for Somewhere Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz. New this year, we had Chamber's Choice, and that was Jasmine Brown and Gracie Moss for the Flemington Holiday Parade, which was just last Sunday night, right?
Yep.
And best in show was the Poria family for the Surgeonsville Inn.
So thank you to everyone who entered, and thanks to the Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library for sponsoring it.
Mm-hmm.
And start thinking about what you want to do for next year.
I know. I always find a lot of great ideas, but like I said, there's no way I'm going to attempt anything.
A lot of years I go up to the Freeling Heights and Arboretum in Morristown, and they have over 200 entries. They just have table after table, row after row. And there's some really amazing ones up there. And then usually on Peddler's Village.
Yes.
Those are the other
Village,
two that I know.
Have you been to Peddler's Village?
Not yet. I think I'm going to go Sunday because the weather's supposed to be good.
I have not made it there yet, ever, either, and I keep saying the same thing. Oh, I'll do it this year, and then just time gets away from you.
I've been in the past, but I have not gone this year.
Now, do they just have them sitting around in the village, or do they have them, like, under glass or in?
They are in the gazebo. They put up sides on the gazebo.
Okay.
So it's enclosed.
Wow.
And then they put, like, a, like, stanchions or a little fence. And there's shelves inside.
Oh, okay.
And they just put them inside the shelves.
All right, so you can stop in there and see them all at once, basically.
Yes.
All right, okay. I was trying to figure out, because like the scarecrows, you know, they're outside,
they're
all over the place.
Right. I think Palmer Square in Princeton has them, but I think they're inside each store window.
Hmm. Now, that'd be cool, too.
I think I haven't quite figured out, because I'm not getting there this year either. That's like another way to get there.
No, there's just not enough time.
So, and you mentioned, and the weather this year has been lousy. You mentioned the holiday parade. We were in Clinton and Flemington holiday parades,
yep.
The bookmobile, and the weather was good for both of them. Did you go to either?
I did not. I had other things going on, so I didn't make it to either. I've never been to the Clinton one, and I would like to go sometime. I did read online that there was hundreds of people there, they said. So.
Yeah. Yes.
But I have been to Flemington, and I think it was warmer this year, but the times I've been has always been so cold.
Well, I always get an invite to be inside to see it.
Oh.
But I still have never been.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, the Macy's parade. You want to sit inside for that.
So, you know, thank you to Glenn and Carrie and Joan and Lori and Tiff for driving it. Did you help decorate it?
I did not help decorate it.
It was very fancy with lights and wreaths. Oh,
I saw pictures. Yeah, I did see some pictures online. So
there's pictures on our Facebook page. So I think we'll go to first commercial break about a minute early, and we will come back with Today in History.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the library show. Sam Cook means that it's time for Today in History. Every week at this time, Jim asks me questions about events that happened today in history and people who were born or died today. But in Jim's absence, I turn the tables and ask Joan.
Oh boy.
Play along at home. No, I think born today.
All right, well, it depends on what the clues are.
No, it's the person's name. So today in history, I'll see if I can do. The first one I don't expect you to know. It was just for my husband. 1408, the Order of the Dragon was first created by Emperor Sigismund of the King of the King of Hungary and his wife Queen Barbara, following the battle for possession of Bosnia.
If you say so.
I'm Hungarian. My husband does orders and decorates. So, all right. So today, in 1787. This state became the second to ratify the United States Constitution 5 days after Delaware became the first. Take a guess. There were only 13 colors.
That, again, that doesn't mean I know the answer to
that.
Yes,
you do.
So, no, I don't.
You do.
Now, it's starting to feel like a test here. Come on.
Come on, take a guess. What state?
I don't know.
You've probably been there.
Pennsylvania.
Yes.
What?
Yes, Pennsylvania becomes the second state to ratify the Constitution.
That's crazy. I couldn't think of anything else but New Jersey or Pennsylvania.
That's good. That's all you needed. See how easy this is?
Yeah.
I will just do the second one. 1862, the USS Cairo sinks on the Yazoo River, becoming the first armored ship to be sunk by a controlled mine.
Ooh.
Yes. During the Civil War. In 1901... Guglielmo Marconi receives the first transatlantic radio signal at Signal Hill in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was a single letter, and it is a letter you know very well. What do you think it is?
V.
No, it's one you know very well. It's one you use frequently.
J?
The other one. The other one, not J.
S.
S, yes.
Marconi. You know, the only reason I know who Marconi is from a song.
We didn't, I know.
We built this city.
Built
yeah.
City. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how you know them. It just matters that you know them. Okay. In 1917, in Nebraska, Father Flanagan founded a farm village for wayward boys.
Boys Town. I know that one.
From mm-hmm. the movie? See?
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
DVD alert.
Yeah.
CP Boys Town. And in 1963, this African nation gains its independence from the United Kingdom.
I'm not even guessing that one.
Uh-oh. Okay, it is Kenya. The reason I'm saying uh-oh is because the video I have for the closing music is no longer available. And I had it all queued up. And it's
oh, well. We can wing it. We can sing. We'll sing something.
Yeah, we will not. Maybe you will. Okay. So now we're going to do Born and Died Today.
Okay.
These are people I know just by their names. And we'll see if Joan knows them. And you just have to say one thing about them.
Okay.
Jim usually makes me say two or three. But
you're going to go easy on me. Only yeah. make me say one.
On 1839, Caroline Quiner was born.
I don't know who that is.
I will give you her married name, Caroline Ingalls.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously, she was the subject of Little House on the Prairie.
Yes, the mother.
Your favorite TV show from when we were young.
It was my favorite series of books. My favorite TV show was Family Affair.
Oh, okay. See, that's right. I did know that. Yeah.
Brian Keith is dreamy. 1863, Edvard Munch is born. He's mm-hmm. Okay.
The Scream.
The Scream, mm-hmm. Norwegian painter and illustrator. 1893, and I only know him from one movie, Edward G. Robinson was born.
Was he in The Miracle on 34th Street?
No, but that was a good guess. It was about the same time period. It was Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall.
Oh.
There's a song about it.
Oh, well, geez, now that got me confused. All right. Well, I was going to say Casablanca, but...
Key Largo.
Oh. Well, they were in Casablanca, right?
Lauren Bacall wasn't, but that's okay.
She wasn't?
No.
Okay. See, this is why I'm not good at this. I should have remembered that. Who was the female lead in Casablanca then?
Ingrid Bergman.
Oh, okay. See, I'm not very good with older.
In 1900, Sammy Davis Sr., the American mm-hmm. actor and dancer, was born.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you because I already told you who he was. He was Sammy Davis Jr.'s father.
Right. And that's an easy one. Come on, I could have gotten
yeah,
that one.
He was part of the Will Mastin Trio, and they were in the Broadway musical Mr. Wonderful in 1956. 1915, Frank Sinatra was born.
You want to know what? Well, I know who Frank Sinatra is. Well, Old Blue Eyes. I mean
one of his songs, and one more good.
Oh, boy. I don't know if he's the one that, like, Fly Me to the Moon. There's a lot of songs, but I don't know. Yes. Were they originally his songs, or did he redo them?
That doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Most
I don't know how, like, picky you were being.
The favorite song he did of mine is Violets for Her Fur. which is very obscure.
I've never heard of that
really good.
Before.
And little known fact, he lived on the 200 block on the same street my husband lived on the 300 block.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, he was, you know, growing up.
Yeah.
And the legend is his aunt made the bassinet for Brian and crocheted a blanket and a pillow cover.
That's cool.
But, like, we have nothing to
prove it or
back it
up. Yeah, but that's just family. That's family folklore.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So... So the Empire State Building traditionally lights up in blue tonight.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
See, I'm learning all kinds of things on the radio show today. 1923,
Bob Barker was born.
The Price is Right.
Yes. He was also the host of Truth or Consequences with Beulah the Buzzer in the late 60s. Don't ask. I was a game show freak.
Beulah the Buzzer.
Yeah, like you need to, if you didn't get it right.
Then you got Beulah the Buzzer. Oh, oh boy.
1938, Connie Francis was born.
Okay. Where the Boys Are.
Yes. Look at you. 1952, and I don't need to know the product she was the spokesperson for. Kathy Rigby died. Kathy Rigby was born. She's
okay.
Still alive.
Yeah, okay. Kathy Rigby. Jeez, I ought to know this one because it's on the tip of my... I thought she did gum or something, too.
Oh, she might have done gum, too.
But she was a gymnast,
yes,
right?
Yes, she was an American gymnast. Yeah. She was the highest scorer in the 1968 Mexico City Olympics, and she is credited for bringing Olympic gymnastics to the forefront of the American.
So she was, like, one of the first popular gymnasts, then,
yes.
Right?
Yes, okay. She was the...
Yeah. Before the Hamel Camel and all that stuff.
Yes.
Okay. That was ice skating, but you know what I mean.
Right. Well, she did for gymnastics.
Right.
Hamel
what Darby Hamel did for ice skating. Yeah. Cool.
1969. I know you're going to knock this one out. Sophia Kinsella.
Well, now you put pressure on me. Wait, what?
Sophia Kinsella.
Yeah.
1969.
I don't know this one.
Yes, you do.
All right, give me another hint.
She's an author.
Well, I know that, but I don't think I've ever read anything.
You've never
by
read
her.
The Shopaholics?
Oh.
The Shopaholics series.
You know what? No, I have never read them. I saw the movie.
Okay.
But I have not read it. And so, okay. That's terrible. It was a book reference, and I didn't know it.
1970, Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, what she was in? Or you just want to know something about her?
Jim usually makes me say what she was in. So
she's been in lots of things, right. I think. She was in, like, wasn't she in Rocket Man? Not Rocket Man. The Rocketeer. That was the movie she was in.
And
Rocket Man.
She won a lot of nominations
Beautiful Mind.
For Beautiful Mind, mm-hmm. American Pastoral. She was in Star Wars, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah. 1972, Hank Williams III.
Okay. Well, Hank Williams Jr.'s
kid.
Yeah. You know. I believe he's also a singer. Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
One of his albums wasn't released for some reason, and they had to rework it. And it was too much to write down, so I didn't.
So you lost interest in that.
I lose interest quickly, as Jim will tell you. Okay, today, who died in 1939, Douglas Fairbanks Sr.
I don't know what he was in. I mean, I've certainly heard of him and everything, but I don't know that I could guess.
He was in The Mark of Zorro, Robin Hood. He was the king of Hollywood at the time. He was married to Mary Pickford.
Oh, okay.
And Pickfair was their home. Today in 1976, Jack Cassidy died.
Sean Cassidy.
Sean David Cassidy's father, mm-hmm. Tony Winner for She Loves Me. He was married to Evelyn Ward when David was born. And then he and Shirley Jones had three sons, Sean, Patrick, and Ryan. He won an Emmy for the Andersonville Trials, and he was the voice of Bob Cratchit on Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Oh, well, that's a fun fact. I never knew that.
I always feel like his family is much more famous than he is.
Well, yeah, I think by the time, like, those two were doing, like, the Partridge Family, you know, was he even alive?
No, he died in 1976.
All right, so yeah.
Yeah. 1985, I know her for only one reason, because we were just talking about her, not you and I, Anne Baxter.
Well, she was in The Miracle Worker, right? Wasn't she? Let's see. I know you don't know the answer to that one.
I don't think so. Anne Sullivan was the
teacher. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but what the heck was she in?
The only thing I know her in is from 1944, The Fighting Sullivans. She was some mother. That's the five boys who were on the same ship, and they were all died during World War II. Oof. And we had just been talking about it with the group of people I have dinner with.
Okay.
She was also in the 1942 Magnificent Ambersons, All About Eve in 1950.
Oh, All About Eve, okay.
She was in Ten Commandments, and she was also a regular on The Love Boat.
Oh.
Not a regular, but like a regular guest
right.
star.
She was a regular guest star on The Love Boat?
Yes.
I still love that show.
1985, Ian Stewart.
Uh-oh.
He was the founding Scottish keyboard player and co-founder of the Rolling Stones.
Mm.
But he left in 1963. He felt he didn't fit the band's image. Ugh. He remained the road manager.
You always hate to hear those stories.
I know. Like the fifth beat of the drummer.
Mm, yeah, there's a lot of, I don't remember that out there. But
ooh. I retain nothing Jim says about the Beatles.
I actually admitted to him that I don't even really like the Beatles.
Oh, I've done it publicly.
And he still talks to me, so.
2002, Dee Brown died.
I'm doing terribly at the die
well,
today.
Well, an American historian and author wrote Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, the story of the Native Americans in the West. Peter Boyle, 2006.
He was in Young Frankenstein.
Yes. And he was also the father
of things.
Everybody Loved Raymond.
Yeah, he did a lot of things, but, yep.
2007, Ike Turner died.
Well, we all know what he's mostly famous for, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, it's something else.
He was married to Tina Turner.
Right, and
he was
her singer-songwriter.
Yeah, okay.
2008, I don't think you're going to know this, but I know it. So I just put it in. Avery Dulles.
Mm.
He was an American cardinal and theologian. He taught at Columbia, but he took the subway to work every day.
Interesting.
He did not start out his life Roman Catholic. He was Episcopalian and converted.
And then rose quite.
And then the airport in D.C. is named after his family.
Oh, okay.
And the last one, 2008. Again, I know him from two things, but he's in one of my favorite musicals, Van Johnson.
I can't think of
it. It's a very obscure
musical. Well, what's one of your favorite musicals?
Brigadoon.
Okay.
He was one of the travelers who found Brigadoon.
What else was he in? Did you get any of that?
Eagles Over London, which is another World War II film. He wasn't in he was in a lot of things, but not, he never really got there. Like Brigadoon was his big thing.
Okay.
And nothing really in modern times. So that is Born or Died Today. And then today also, just because a lot of times I'm in the city on this day, today's Our Lady of Guadalupe, the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's a Marian apparition, like when Mary appeared in the Basilica in Mexico City. But there's always a lot of like roses and flowers. It's a big
routine. So they put that out in memory. Okay. So why do you usually go to the city?
No, it just happens to be in St. Patrick's. See it. So that's today in history. You did very well.
No, I didn't, but that's okay.
Well, you did. I don't know. Jim, I think he tries to trick me.
Well, yeah, because you guys have been doing this a long time. How long have you been on the radio together?
Chris said 10 years, but it's not. I don't think it's 10 years.
I don't know. It could be. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. I don't remember. I remember Richard G., who was one of the founders of this, said, "Do you guys want to be on the radio?" I'm like, no. And then they talked me into doing it. And our introduction was, we were in the CenturyLink building on Mine Street, and Richard sat me down and said, "Read the news, then push the microphones up, read the weather, and then go."
And now you're an expert. You're professional at this.
We looked back. Never looked back. So it's 11:30. Jim Gano will be in half an hour to take care of business. You're listening to The Library Show. Jim Thatch is out today. I'm Jennifer Winberry, joined by Joan Sable. And before we get to, Joan has some Christmas trivia, and I have the Hallmark Channel movies. Maybe we'll do a couple more things for library business.
Sure.
At the beginning of the show, I mentioned the North County Library getting a facelift. They will be closed tomorrow. They're doing the flooring. They'll do the front flooring and behind the circulation desk and around the circulation desk. The upstairs is almost complete, if not complete by now. They've laid a section of, not hardwood flooring, but it resembles hardwood flooring, like tile flooring that resembles hardwood. It's going to be a meeting room space.
Oh, nice. Okay.
To the right of the reference desk where the reference books used to be. And they'll be able to use it as a maker space or any, you know.
Whatever they want to use it as.
Right. So eventually we're hoping to get glass walls, so it's kind of blocked off.
Very cool.
The carpeting's all laid on the upper floor. It's blue. And the project is funded through Buildings and Grounds County has a grant, but I don't know who issued the grant, so I can't give them credit. But we really appreciate it. The library just celebrated its 20th year, and it is heavily used, so the carpeting was getting a little
old. It's going to look nice. I can't wait to see it.
I know. Yeah, James sent a picture of the floor, but not of the... Well, no, I guess he sent the blue carpeting earlier in the week.
Oh, you've got to see it in person anyway. Pictures, I'm sure, won't do it justice.
And we're going to order some small tables and chairs for the children's room.
Nice.
And some bright colors and some new lounge chairs.
Very cool.
For the adults, so that'll be great.
Very nice.
So we're still taking responses from the survey. Even though I think it has dropped off the homepage.
You don't think it's up there anymore?
Somebody said, oh, no, there it is. Somebody said it wasn't. So if you go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on the library survey, it takes most people about 8 minutes to answer, maybe 10 if you've got kids.
But it's very important that people do it for us. Yep.
And if you're listening and you don't have a library card, please fill it out, because I want to know why we're not reaching you, why you're not coming into the library.
Yep, and what we can do to help you
and
make your library better suited for your needs.
Right, so some of the questions are, what do you want?
Right.
And some of them are open-ended, and there's plenty of places for comments, so please do that.
Yep.
We had a community conversation on the 16th of November at our North County Branch Library, and all of this will be put together in a strategic plan coming early next year. So watch for that. If you don't want to take out the time to fill out the survey, just email library@hclibrary.us with your suggestions. Any feedback you have, or just stop somebody. But really, if you don't have a library card, why not?
Yeah, that's true.
Get one. Or why aren't you using us? You don't need a library card to use every, you know, you can come to a program.
Right, there's plenty of things, yep.
And one of the things you get access to is our newsletter. That's a segue.
and that's the one thing I didn't bring with me either. No, I brought the survey stuff.
Okay, well, how did it happen?
We have an online newsletter. That Hundred and Happenings, or HCL Happenings. See, it's so close to Hundred and Happenings.
I know.
And I do like theirs. It's very good, too. So HCL Happenings, it's on our website. You can just click on it and join. And I'm in charge of sending those out. So, again, if anybody has any thoughts about it, I welcome their feedback.
And there are archived issues on our website if you want to see what you missed. And there is an adult newsletter and
youth services. Yep.
So, all right. Well, what do you have? You have a pile of stuff. So.
Well, I just brought all kinds of stuff in case we wanted to point anything out. So,
well,
Knitters Unite.
All right. Why don't you talk about
that? We're still accepting donations for Knitters Unite. It's a program that Cheryl Grotrian has run through the library for several years now. We collect handmade hats, scarves, socks, and mittens. And then the items are donated to the Flemington Area Food Pantry. They specifically are asking for gender neutral items, but not required. They'll also take, you know, other, whatever anybody wants to make there, they'll pretty much take children and adult sizes. And we are collecting through December 16th, but if anybody has anything after that, we'll still get it to the appropriate place.
And did you say where we're doing it?
It's going, to the Flemington Food Pantry. Yep. So, and they're very, very appreciative. And we have people that wait up, and I guess they start even in, like, say, the summertime, they start knitting, and then when this comes around every year, they bring in bags of handmade items.
And there is yarn and patterns available on the lower level.
So, and we also, if you have extra yarn to donate, we'll take that as well, so that people can use that to make more items.
And the knitters meet every Monday morning at 10 o'clock on the lower level, just informally.
About how many people come, do you know?
I don't work Monday, so I guess...
I know, I don't either.
I think it's between half a dozen and a dozen.
Okay, that's a good number.
I would love to see, especially in the summer. And I think we did... I think one family just approached us. They wanted their little girls to learn to knit.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great if they would...
Do like a class.
Or just...
Introductory...
Beginner knitters come.
Sit. Well, they would probably be interested in that.
Yeah.
At South County, you know, they're doing that well as well. And it's, you know, just a very few people, but...
Which is good because you...
Well, right, because there's not a lot of room at South County Branch. That's true. But, you know, people need to start somewhere, and they're always welcoming new people as well. So.
And when is the South County group?
Theirs is Monday.
Tuesday.
See? Good thing you... Yep, because I'm not there for that one either. So you're right. I'm giving out misinformation. Tuesday mornings, I believe, right?
Yes.
Is it 10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
Okay, see. Jennifer knows. Good thing. I know. Yes. This is what happens when you don't work certain hours and you're not up.
Right. And you're at South County only.
Tuesday evenings. And evenings, yep. So...
It has gone out of my head, what I was going to say. And we have a few programs left?
Yes, we do. Let's see what's coming up next. So North County has Christmas passed with the Enslows.
Tonight.
No, Saturday.
Tonight they have
Eric
Mantel.
Well, I wasn't in line. I didn't have my flyers in line here. I was going to bring that up. I don't know about if there's room.
There's probably no room in the room.
Yeah, but you could be outside in the...
actually hoping they didn't. They're starting downstairs today. I'm hoping they're starting on the fiction side.
Well, Eric Mantel will be somewhere in the library.
He will be in the meeting room. The meeting room got new carpet last year.
Okay, so they're ready. That's ready to go.
That's a good deal.
Okay. But yes,
but I'm just thinking,
still hear.
Outside. Mm-hmm,
and still hear. Yep,
right.
So.
And Eric Mantel does the jazz holiday Christmas based on Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown Christmas, the music from Charlie Brown's.
And that is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
But as Jim will tell you, I interrupt constantly.
Okay,
so what's happening Saturday?
All right, so at North County on Saturday is Christmas Past with the Enslows. Anne and Ridley Enslow are going to present a musical celebration that begins with the overview of the roots of the holiday, but places special emphasis on a Victorian Christmas. That should be very interesting. They... perform in Victorian clothing in the style of the 1870s. So those are always popular programs when people,
yes,
when the performers dress.
They've done colonial before.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
And if you want to sign up for these programs, they're all free and open to the public. Go to our website, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar, and sign up. And signing up, you get a seat, but it also, if the program had to be canceled for weather or postponed, you'll get an email.
Yep. Very important, because a lot of times people get upset that they show up to a program that they didn't sign up to, and either A, they can't get into, or it got canceled and they didn't get notified because we didn't know they were intending to come.
Yes, and our holiday programs fill up quickly.
Yep, they surely do.
Especially the one that is Wednesday night at the headquarters library.
The Harmonizers?
Yes.
That's a good segue for that one. So singing the holidays with the Harmonizers, the Barbershop Chorus. That is Wednesday the 18th at 7 p.m. at Hunterdon County Library. Is there still room available in that you're looking right now?
There's 12 waiting list spots, but
okay. But
Jim crams everybody.
Yeah.
Right. The Harmonizers take up a lot of space.
Right, because there's a lot of them.
Yes, and they bring risers, and they can have three rows of risers. They're doing their big show this weekend at Hunterdon Central in the afternoon and in the evening. Mm-hmm. And the Pitt Orchestra from the high school accompanies them.
Yep, I believe my mother and stepfather are planning on going to that.
Very nice. So. Yeah, so that's if you don't get to see it there. And again, we leave the doors open. You can hear it at the library.
It's always enjoyable to work at the Cirque desk when there's musical programs going on because you can hear it. It's nice. Very nice.
All right. It is 11:41, so let's do a gym and go to the commercials early. And then when we come back, we can guess how many Hallmark... It's the 10th anniversary of the Countdown to Christmas.
Wow.
It says 24 new premieres, but a lot of these on here, I think they're not... I think I've heard them before. So but we'll see how many Jim has seen.
Yeah, this is interesting. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Another layer of the onion peeled back. So we will be right back after this break.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Send me on my way.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry and Joan. I almost said Joan Thatch. Joan Sabo is sitting in for Jim Thatch.
That's a combination name, apparently.
For the Library Show. And Jim Gano will be in about 15 minutes to take care of business. So at the top of the show, and if you've listened to us for any length of time, you know Jim is a Hallmark Hall of Fame, a Hallmark Channel Christmas fanatic. So I have a list of 24 movies. They show holiday movies 24/7 from like the 26th of October.
Is it that long? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Hallmark Channel on Sirius started. Like, that's really
early. With their Christmas songs, too. Okay.
Yes. So, Joan and I are going to guess how many we think Jim saw. And then next week I'll ask Jim.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we're right.
So, out of the 24 we have to try, are you going by title?
Yeah, well, I'll say, because I know he's seen Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses.
How do you know that?
Because it says it's a premiere, but I'm almost certain he's seen it. I'll read the titles and then we'll guess how many he has seen.
Okay.
Merry and Bright, Christmas Scavenger, Picture a Perfect Christmas, The Mistletoe Secret, Christmas Under the Stars, Right Before Christmas, W-R-I-T-E, Christmas at Graceland, Cherished Memories, A Christmas Duet, The Christmas Club, Christmas at the Plaza, Check Into Christmas, I-N-N, Christmas in Evergreen, Christmas in Rome, Christmas Town, Christmas Love Story, Christmas at Dollywood, the Holiday Date, A Christmas, Cheerful Christmas, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, Double Holiday, When Calls the Heart Christmas, and New Year, New Me.
Hmm.
Now, four of these haven't aired yet, won't have aired yet by next Thursday.
Okay, so we got to knock those out right away.
Right, so
out of 20. So we're down to 20.
How many?
I'm going to say 15.
15. And as in Card Sharks, I'm going to go a little lower because his daughter's not living close to home anymore.
Right. So they might not. Well.
So they may binge toward the end.
That's true.
So I'm going to say he did 11.
Okay. Does he usually watch all of them?
He watches a lot of them.
Okay.
Moonlight and Mistletoe, I think, is his favorite.
Moonlight and Mistletoe. Who knew? Certainly not me.
Well, you need to listen to the library show more often.
I do listen to it sometimes, but I must have never heard anything Christmas related, I guess.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's Jim Thatcher's Dirty Little Secret, which is not a dirty little secret.
I wonder if he has any of the merchandise, because, you know, that's a whole big thing now.
Is it really?
In the Hallmark stores.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. People, they have shirts. You know, this is my Hallmark movie watching sweatshirt, and just like, yeah, and I've seen people wearing them out, so clearly it's a thing.
And one disclaimer, I haven't had cable TV since 2006 or any kind of TV since 2006.
I just can't even understand that. So all right, so let's put this into perspective. How many books would you say you read? Are you on Goodreads, first of all?
I am, but I don't use it because
so
I
you
use,
don't keep track.
I do keep track.
All right, so how many books have you read this year?
It's it's over 100, I'm sure.
All right. So, but that's partially because you don't have TV.
Because I don't have TV.
But I've managed to read about 55 books this year, and
great.
I watch a ton of TV.
Because I don't keep track on Goodreads because I keep track several other places.
Right, okay.
And it's just like one more thing.
That's crazy, though. That's like twice as many books as me, and I feel like that's a lot for
me. Not really. I don't have three kids. I don't have a dog or a cat.
Two cats. Yeah, but they're pretty easy.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Well, I'm sure Brian would be happy to hear that.
Well, I mean, like, he sits in the chair across from me. He reads.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yes.
It's not,
yes, that's
like, we don't have
yes.
We have very few friends. That's not true.
Yeah, no. Like, but you're, but right, I know. You're not going to the movies. You're not. Yeah,
actually, we do. We saw Knives Out Monday.
Oh, was it good or no?
It was good. I thought it was going to be a little bit more overtly funny, like more like Murder by Death.
Okay.
But it was really good. It was really clever. And then the Golden Globe Awards maybe came out Monday, the nominees.
Okay.
And it was nominated for Best Musical.
Everybody's in that, right?
Daniel Craig got a nomination, and the woman who was the star, Anna, I forget her last name.
Oh, okay.
Which, and I did not realize at the time she was in Blade Runner. She was the hologram girlfriend.
I've never seen Blade Runner.
Blade Runner 2, she was in.
All right.
The second
I've
one.
Never
yeah.
seen either one of them. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and Daniel Craig. And she's actually going to be in the new James Bond movie with Daniel Craig.
Oh. That looks very good.
It was good. Yes, yeah, so I do recommend you see it.
I would like to see it. It probably won't happen at the movie theater. Oh, I know what I'll be seeing at the movie theater.
Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a tradition that hopefully I can get all three children together to see it.
Oh, that's nice, though.
Shane will actually go to the movies with the girls and I to see that, so... He's so outnumbered in our house.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going back and forth about going to see it. We saw we saw the first three separately.
That still aggravates me.
Not the first three,
they're
but
not.
The first Star Wars Jedi and...
Our only Star Wars movies when we were young,
yes. And then we saw the first one or two of the second three, and that was it.
I'm sorry, I don't like those the middle ones at all. I like the older ones.
I
like the newer ones. I don't like the middle.
Like, I didn't understand the ones that we saw. Like, the ones are Star Wars. I didn't, like, when they happened, I'm like,
really?
What? And then when I saw the first one, I'm like, wait, now it all makes sense. So, like, I knew we were missing a whole chunk of history.
Well,
and it bothered me. In my head, it bothered me.
I just can remember seeing when Han got frozen. That was like just a terrible, when they put him in that carbonite or whatever. That was like the worst thing.
But I felt like I was missing like a whole chunk of.
See, kids today don't even realize we had to wait like years to see the next one. And you had to go to the movies to see it, or you didn't see it at all.
I know.
So.
I remember seeing it at the 100th Theater. I think when it came around the second time.
I think I probably saw it at the Barn.
Oh, wow.
In Frenchtown. Yep. We seem to go there a lot more. I don't really know why. That's just where my parents preferred to take us, I guess. So.
Well, next on our list is The Two Popes with Anthony Hopkins. And I forget who the other.
Oh.
But that's...
I don't think I've even seen commercials for that.
No. A lot of times we see pretty obscure.
Yes, I know. You like your more indie kind of stuff, right? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's tomorrow's thing.
What is your feeling about the fork and screen kind of places where you can eat at the movie theaters?
I can't even figure out how to make the chair. Like, we went to Princeton and they have the new big chairs.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even figure out how to make it like my feet are dangling and sticking off the end of the chair.
Oh. Well, do they have like, is it like a recliner that you can put your feet up and everything
too? Yeah, I couldn't figure it out.
See, my problem with that is it's nice to be comfortable, but then I'm just more apt to fall asleep.
But also, if it's uncomfortable for you, they don't have regular chairs.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So.
See, people love the dine-in ones. I don't like it because it distracts me too much.
I generally don't even eat popcorn during a movie.
I have to have popcorn when I'm at the movies. Nope.
So, the eat-ins, I don't. The one, we go to Neshaminy Mall and go to that movie theater a lot. They have a bar. It's Pennsylvania.
Well, that's nice. I would like
that. And
you
can bring your drinks into the theater.
See, I could get behind that. That's the one thing I do like about that. But, it's too distracting, too. You have to try and push a button and get the waitress or the waiter.
Yeah,
to come.
I
like to watch the movie. I don't need people in front of me.
Right.
Do you need anything else? Yeah, for you to go away and let me watch the movie.
Right, and it's only, like 2-3 hours tops.
Yeah.
But we also show a lot of movies at the headquarters in North Carolina.
Yes,
Branch
we
Library.
Certainly do.
The Friends of the Library sponsor it, and we try to show the movies, the award nominated movies. Mm-hmm. Do you have the flyer there?
I do have the flyer. I don't know if we have any here. So no, I brought it with me because we're wrapping up December's over, but the next movie to be shown is The Peanut Butter Falcon. The Peanut Butter Falcon is an adventure story set in the world of a modern Mark Twain that begins when Zach, 22, a young man with Down syndrome, runs away from the nursing home where he lives to chase his dream of becoming a professional wrestler. Looks very interesting. It's going to be shown on January 16th at 6 p.m. at HC, and at North County, January 24th with captions at 2 p.m., and the 25th at 2 p.m. without captions.
And the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library outfitted the headquarters meeting room with a projector and speakers and a good DVD player, and they're going to be doing the same for the North County branch.
That'll be nice. Room.
So they will not be showing it through the computer anymore.
That's very cool. So it's a shame we don't have movie theaters around here, but see, we do. We're the movie theater.
That's what Jim always says.
Oh, yeah.
So is there anything else you have pressing? You said you brought some trivia.
Oh, yeah. I can ask you a couple of Christmas trivia questions. All right. So, and you may get them right away. I don't know. I tried to find some of the harder ones because I know you know a lot of this stuff. So, all right. So in Home Alone.
Oh, no. If it's a modern day movie, nope.
You don't know anything about Home Alone?
Very little, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, in Home Alone, where are the McAllister family going on vacation when they leave him behind? Seems like something you could possibly guess at.
I don't know. I know he's in New York City, but I don't know where they're going.
Paris.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Didn't know that. So that's. See, I kind of went for ones that I didn't know either. This one you could probably guess. Which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? You can go through them real quick in your mind.
I have no idea.
Cupid.
Another holiday, not Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Nope. As another holiday mascot. Yep.
Yes, Cupid.
Mm-hmm. See, so these were not like real hard ones, but they were. I tried to find ones that I thought were like, I didn't know this. What was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Jim's movie. No, it wasn't.
What's Jim's movie?
The Jimmy Stewart thing.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life?
Wonderful Life, yes.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Home Alone.
Home Alone, really?
You know, probably if you think about it, it's because of the prices of everything and all that. I don't know, but how? Come on. Yeah. More than It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah.
But that's what they said. Now, this one I thought was good. I asked Cheryl this, and we could not come up with the answer, even though it's given here. So we'll just have to go with it. It was from Parade Magazine. I think they're pretty reputable.
Yeah.
All right. How many gifts in total were given in the 12 Days of Christmas song? Mm-hmm. See, she'll probably get it. You can't see her on the radio, but she's taking pen to paper to figure it all out. That's what Cheryl said. However, the answer is 364. We were trying to figure, is it because each time they sing it adds again?
Yes.
So, So, but I thought that was very interesting.
That's a good one.
All right. You may or may not know this one. In the movie A Christmas Story, do you remember
that movie? Which I actually did see that.
Okay, good. What was the name of the neighbors whose dogs ate the Christmas turkey?
I could have told you they ate the Christmas turkey, but I could not tell you their name.
The Bumpuses. The Bumpus Hounds. See, we watched that every year when I was, from the time I was really young.
And I know
young.
Their last name is Parker.
I love that movie even
See,
still.
If it
was my
wasn't
father's
filmed
favorite.
Originally in black and white.
Okay. There were so many good things in that movie, though. We watched that every year from the time I was young because my father sort of knew Gene Shepherd. Oh, not yeah. well, but, yeah. you know, because he was in a band and he was a big fan of their band and whatever. So
well, that's neat.
Yeah, so he liked him
they
a lot.
They used to show it like a marathon.
Oh, I believe they still do, mm-hmm. but I could quote many, many things. We actually got my father a leg lamp one year for Aww. Christmas. So.
Nice. Well, I think... Oh, it is time. 11:57.
Time just flies when you're on the radio, I'll tell you.
And I think I've queued up our usual okay. goodbye. We'll see how it goes. If
okay.
not, thanks for sitting with me, Joan.
Anytime.
May it go fast. Jim will be back next week for our holiday special.
I'm anxious to hear how many he's seen, how many movies.
I know. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night. What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two articles of impeachment against President Trump again being debated by the House Judiciary Committee along party lines as Democrats accuse the president of abusing his power and obstructing Congress when it comes to a phone call with Ukraine's leader. Here's Democratic Representative Valdez Vanita Demings.
That the president abused his power, the precious power of his office, to coerce a country that was dependent on us. And he did it for personal gain, and he should be held accountable.
Meanwhile, Republicans like Georgia's Doug Collins call the impeachment ordeal, in his words, a sham and a travesty. First-time unemployment claim filings up last week. Around 252,000 were filed. That's 49,000 above the previous week's level. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Federal lawmakers are again under pressure to reach a deal that would avoid another government shutdown. The deadline this time, December 21st. Something to keep in mind during any federal shutdown, members of Congress and the president still get their paychecks, but back pay for furloughed federal workers is usually then paid back after the federal shutdown ends. The last shutdown lasted a grueling 35 days. New information comes out about the two suspects in the deadly shootings at a kosher grocery store in Jersey City this week. A note was found in the suspect's van. It reads, "I do this because my Creator makes me do this, and I hate who He hates." Suspects David Anderson and Francine Graham were reportedly part of a hate group called the Black Hebrew Israelites. The two were killed by police. Wall Street's been higher through the morning as there's word there could be a trade deal with China soon. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A former FBI attorney suing the Department of Justice and the FBI. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page sued the Trump administration for releasing hundreds of text messages between herself and a former FBI agent with whom she had a romantic relationship. She accused the Department of Justice and FBI of illegally disclosing nearly 400.